Good morning, Coach's Show here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with you here. We'll get a chance to catch up with Atlantic Falls sports head coaches from volleyball, cross country, and girls swimming here this morning. We'll hear from head volleyball coach Michelle Blake as her team continues to move on through the early portion here of the season and get ready for a triangular coming up in Glenwood. Also, we'll be speaking with Atlantic head cross country coach Dan Vargason as his team has had some great early success, and they'll prepare for a big meet coming up on Monday at Ballard. And then also we'll hear from Atlantic girls swimming coach Dean Junker as his squad has been practicing and preparing. They've had a couple of meets that already have been wiped off the schedule. They hope within this next week now to finally be able to get out there and compete. Their first meet's looking like it's probably going to be the Invitational that'll be at Marshalltown on the 19th. They've got some other another meet scheduled with Abraham Lincoln earlier in the week, but there's been some pool issues there that might not allow that to happen. That's kind of still up in the air whether they'll get that scheduled this week or have to move that back. But looking like most promising will be they'll get out there on the 19th to start competing as well. So we'll hear from him and get introduced to his squad here for this 2020 campaign as well. We'll start off taking a look at cross country with Coach Vargason when we come back after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. Stand up tall and proud for all of our current service member veterans and those that sacrifice their lives so we may be free. Stand up for truth, justice, and the American way, and set an example for future generations. God bless from Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, 712-774-2215. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair. He's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Black Sheep Garage at 73766 White Pole Road in Anita. For all of your trucks, trailers, tractors, combines, skid steers, steam engine needs, plus repair or replacement of hydraulic hoses. Also the home of D&K Trailers. Black Sheep Garage, 712-762-3522.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJN as we talk fall sports here for the Atlantic Trojans. And we're now getting a chance to catch up with head cross country coach Dan Vargason once again. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk to you.
Well, Coach, since we last talked to you, you got a chance to compete at Clarinda. Your team had their sights set on going out and performing well as they did a year ago. And, well, they kind of repeated their performance, went out there and you swept the podium once again.
Yeah, you know, we have our schedule set up, you know, in a very intentional way. You know, we go over to Dowson and Grimes, see some of the best teams in the state, and then turn around, we go to Clarinda, and, you know, there's always a couple competitive teams over there, but, you know, top to bottom, it's just not quite as heavy as some of the meets we go to. So it's just a bit of a change of pace, and, you know, we knew what we were capable of doing, and so we won two team titles. And, you know, our kids were able to do that. You know, I was very happy the girls' result, 23 team points, that's huge. That's one of the best performances I think we've had at any meet while I've coached on the girls' side. And the boys, you know, threw down 42 points, so that's not bad either. You know, we had some guys that didn't feel so great that day, so went out and competed and, you know, left it on the course. I was very happy with our team performances.
Yeah, great team performances, and then of course when that happens and you're doing that well point total wise, you've got some great individual efforts going on as well, and it doesn't hurt to have a couple of champions with Craig Allen Becker and Taylor McCready going out and doing their thing.
Yeah, it's always kind of cool. You get a boys champ, girls champ, and then, you know, two teams. I don't know if that has happened while I've been coaching. We've been close before, but, you know, last year at this meet, you know, Craig ran an 18-16 or 18-20, got second to Jorgensen from Sydney. You know, and that was in his mind when he went out. And, you know, actually the kid that he beat is a state runner-up in Missouri from West Nottoway. You know, that kid's a good runner. I think his name's Tyler Boy. You know, he's talented. So that was a huge win for Craig on the individual side. You know, it was good for his confidence, you know, to keep battling. You know, we want to put him in the conversation, you know, to mix in top five at state. So, you know, to do that, you're going to have to be able to go out and win those type of tough battles. You know, and then on the other side, that was big also for Taylor McCready. You know, this is, you know, she's only run a couple meets injury-free, so to get that confidence back and see herself with no one ahead of her, you know, and feeling really good coming into the finish, that was big for her as well. So I was very happy for them individually to get individual titles.
Yeah, and then on the girls' side, you had a couple of other great performances up there towards the top as well. You expected Ava Rush to also come out and have another good, solid season for you. And we've talked here before about the kind of rise of Claire Pellett and how she's been able to elevate herself. And they were both kind of neck and neck there up towards the top also.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we knew coming into the season that, you know, we had two girls that were going to be at the top. You know, Taylor and Ava, we knew were both going to be very talented for us. You know, they both have a good work ethic. They work hard, put in the miles, and they care a lot about the sport. You know, and again, Ava's been running better as well. She ran faster this year at Clarinda than she did last year. You know, so again, that was big for her confidence to go finish third place. You know, Hartley ran well in her home course to get second, but, you know, Ava was there as well. And then, like you said, Claire Pellett, you know, again, this was something I expected. I told her at cross-country camp that I thought she could run 22s or better this year, and I think she thought I was insane because, you know, she was hurting a little bit through 3-4 mile runs at camp. Her first time trial was a 25, and now she's down to low 22s on some hillier courses. So, again, getting another kid in the top five in a meet like that, that's going to be very important for our team to hit the goals. So those three running that high for us is big. And then, you know, Maddie Botis and Addie DeArmond, you know, them two behind her. I think it was Addie, Maddie in that order this meet. You know, Maddie and Addie and Addie and Maddie like to flip and flop. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep that. But Addie ran really well. Clarinda was out a little bit ahead of Botis. But them two both came in, you know, top 15. I think Addie was ninth and 12th place for Maddie. So, you know, that's a great showing. And then our 6-7, Faith Altman, I think she, if she didn't PR, she was within a couple seconds of it, running a 24 and finishing like 20th place. And then Gwen Erlmeyer goes top 25 and PRs by a lot. Last year, that kid ran a, she ran a 30-20 at Clarinda. This year, she ran a 25-18. So she cut 5:12 or 5:02 off her time from last season.
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to see that kind of improvement year over year like that, and you know, building the strength of your team. And obviously, that's the type of things when you're building a program that you want to continually be successful, you have to have happen. When, you know, girls have to continue to get better and raise that level of competition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we graduate our number one runner this year, our current number five, and our number seven. You know, that's three spots that are currently filled by a senior that next year we're going to have to be able to replace to keep a program successful. So, you know, when you have kids like Faith Altman, Claire Pellett, Ava, Addie, that's four girls that are currently top seven that will be returning. But, you know, four doesn't score. You need to have a fifth. So, you know, all those other girls that are running JV, you know, our expectation for them and the, you know, middle school girls, you know, we have an expectation that someone's going to step up, log miles this summer and continue to improve, you know, the way that Gwen did over the course of her career. You know, not only that, but, you know, we always invite kids to come out that have never tried it and give it a shot. So you're absolutely right that a program development is huge when you see kids cutting 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, you get another opportunity here real quick after the weekend to get back out there and compete there at the Ballard Invitational. Your expectations and thoughts on the competition there?
Yeah, you know, again, we're going to a meet that, you know, it's a grinder here. You know, we're going to go into a big meet. I think there's like 24 schools that go run at that. They scored us two different divisions, and you know, this year they had to make a lot of changes. Story County's got a very high positive case for COVID, so they're not allowing spectators, and they're staggering starts to avoid people being together, and they're requiring masks into the starting box, everything. So normally what they do is, you know, I got an email today from Ballard. They have over 700 kids registered for the high school race. That's a lot of kids. You know, we went from Clarinda, where we had a total of about 160, to 700 in the next meet. So, you know, we're going to see a lot of top teams. You know, I know Johnson's there, Dallas Center Grimes, Ballard. You know, you're seeing teams that are ranked 1, 2, 3 in the state in Class 1A, Class 4A, Class 3A, and then you see some of the 2As and 1As that are talented. And not only that, but you're probably looking at 40 or 50 individually ranked runners that are going to be at this meet, you know, with our kids included. So the competition level's high. You know, to be honest with you, I spent, you know, a lot of my time on Clarinda, and I haven't quite shifted gears to Ballard. You know, but obviously anytime we're going to a meet of that level, it's going to be hard to go, you know, top one, but our goal is definitely, you know, to be top 1, 2, 3. We want to go in and compete and try to put ourselves in the mix, you know, especially with, you know, we're about a meet or a month out from district. So we want to start being able to compete with those programs.
Coach, your team's continued to show some growth already here this season. We look forward to following along with them here still this next week. We wish you the best of luck.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Cross Country Coach Dan Vargas. And back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Dr. Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give him a call today at 243-1833. And Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon. See them for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Vetter Equipment, visit them in Audubon today.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk fall sports here for the Atlantic Trojans. And we're now being joined by head volleyball coach Michelle Blake. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, Coach, since we last talked, you had, of course, your home tournament, I guess, so last weekend here in Atlantic. Some tough competition, tough teams, and actually some that you'll get to see again here pretty quick here down the road on the schedule also. But I guess your thoughts on how the day went there and how that all played out.
Yeah, Saturday was definitely just about what I expected it to be. Really, really stiff competition. You know, we didn't really start out the day very strong, at least not the way that I thought that we could start, you know, and just didn't really seem to put up much of a fight against Trainer. You know, we started the day with a really solid team, but a team that I felt like we were better than. And we just kind of came out back on our heels and never really became the aggressor. So we didn't have a great start, but I kind of challenged them between that first and second game to kind of turn things around and, you know, leave the Trainer game in the past and we have to move on. And so we really finished the day well, you know, despite leaving the day 0-5 with not a win, we learned a lot about ourselves and learned a lot about what we bring to the table. And, you know, again, when four of the five teams that you're playing are ranked in the state in their class, you know, there's not an easy day off just like the Hawkeye 10. So it definitely is preparing us for a conference play starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it looks like there, and you look across the board as far as those different game scores were concerned, you know, quite a few of them where you're within, you know, 2 to 5 points right there competing with those good teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we didn't play very well in the first Trainer game. And then the first set of winter set, which was our set at the end of the day, we kind of started off a little bit slow. We finally kind of found our groove and found our rhythm and really competed in the second set against winter set, who, again, is ranked in 4A, played really well against them. They're a really solid team, and then had Glenwood right before lunchtime. And, you know, we obviously knew that they were bringing back a lot. They brought back pretty much everybody from last year and just knew they were going to be really solid. They were undefeated going into the tournament. And, you know, we just tried to prepare for them as much as possible. And, you know, again, we were back on our heels in that first set and didn't really show much aggression. And so we kind of let that go after losing the first set and came back and were leading for quite a bit of the second set and, you know, ended up, I think it was a 21-19 ball game. And so, you know, just seeing us really compete against powerhouses like that, two teams that were ranked in 4A, and then in the afternoon played Underwood to three sets, and then we played St. Albert tight as well. And those two teams are ranked in 1A and 2A. And so there really wasn't a game off, but we played really solid and against some really solid teams. And so, you know, I was pretty pleased with the way things went. Obviously, I would have liked to have come away with a win, but, you know, we just learned a lot about ourselves and what we need to do moving forward to next week.
Well, other than the lack of maybe early aggression, was there anything else that you wanted to see more from your team or that you know you'll need to improve here to have more success this week?
I don't necessarily know that we were super weak in any areas. I just think that we need to get more consistent. We need to get more consistent passing. We need to get more consistent as far as getting into system, pass set swing. Our serving was great. That was probably the one aspect of our game that was really, really solid. We served really aggressive against teams. And obviously when you serve aggressive, you're going to miss some. But overall, you know, we hit zones. We hit spots that we needed to hit. So serving was definitely a high point. But I think going into conference play this next week, we just have to get more consistent and really just push the tempo offensively.
Yeah, and you get another good test coming up here on Tuesday at Triangular there in Glenwood with Glenwood and Clarinda. Your thoughts on what you want to try to accomplish there?
Yeah, it's because Glenwood and Clarinda, as far as what we've seen on film and in person, seem to be two very different teams. Where we'll have two very different plans of attack for both of them. Glenwood's obviously going to be really, really high tempo. They have really tall seniors. Brantley Arnold in the middle, you know, she's like the lead blocker in the conference, I think, right now. And then Ellie Scarborough, who, you know, in their loss to Red Oak on Tuesday night, had 15 kills. So we can't really overlook either one of those teams. Glenwood will have first of the ninth, and I know our girls are looking forward to seeing them again after losing to them in our tournament. They got that little taste of what it's like to beat Glenwood, and I hope that we just come out and we know what we've got to do and we be the aggressors and not sit back on our heels, but get on them right from the get-go. Because we know that no matter what we do, if we can get them flustered, it's to our benefit. So, you know, we're just going to take one point at a time, one set at a time, obviously focus on Glenwood first and then roll into Clarinda in the second game. Clarinda's scrappy. They have a lot of energy. They're flying all over the place. They're going to be the hitters that are really going to push our holes and push our weaknesses. They may not necessarily overpower us, but they're going to find our weaknesses and our holes. So, again, two different plans of attack, but definitely both games that I feel like if we come out and we play our style of volleyball and the way I know we can play, there's no reason we can't come away with wins in both games.
And you get to, I guess, have a little bit busier week than here you had this week because you get to turn around and play again on Thursday as well against another good test there in Harlan on Thursday night.
Yeah, we look forward to going up to Harlan. It was a game last year that we felt like we could have won and should have won here at home and didn't necessarily play as well as we thought we could have. And so I know that taste kind of has sat in some of these girls' mouths, and I know it's sitting in mine. And, you know, they've got a little bit of fire in their bellies for this game. And, you know, Harlan's never an easy place to play in, especially it's their homecoming week next week and it's senior night for them. So they're going to be ready to go for sure. And I just hope that, you know, with one day of preparation on Wednesday, that we're going to get prepared and we just come out and play, and again, just be the aggressor and just be consistent in all aspects of the game.
Well, Coach, we hope your team has some success here this week. We appreciate you talking about the recent activity, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again before next weekend.
Yep, absolutely. Just looking forward to kind of getting conference play going and just diving right in. So we appreciate everybody's support and obviously your coverage, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Head Volleyball Coach Michelle Blake back with more on our coaches' show just a moment here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic. Welcome back now here to our Saturday morning coaches show on KJN as we talk fall sports season here for the Atlantic Trojans. And now getting our first chance here of the season to catch up with head girls swimming coach Dean Junker. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, certainly has been a tough off season and kind of a weird time to try to be doing anything athletically. I know a lot of your planned competitions for girls' swimming meets here this year have been altered and a lot of them canceled, and unfortunately everything's kind of week by week up in the air, so a little tough to get prepared for. But I guess how has the process gone for you so far, and how are your girls reacting to it?
Well, so far the girls, they're in the pool, we're working, but it's difficult to get them to really conceptualize what's going to happen when the swim meets get canceled and the places that we normally go, we're not going to be able to go because they've canceled the entire meet. So what we've had to do is kind of rethink things and look at, okay, our goal has to be towards the end of the season. We always shoot for that anyway, but we got ready earlier because of those good meets and because of that competition. Well, it's going to be different this year, and it's also different because we've got a different girls. I've got five brand new girls that are freshmen and sophomore girls that are learning a lot of this stuff for the first time, and we've had to just kind of change things a little bit and bring them along a little slower, and we're really not ready to compete, but yet we're going to have to, so we'll just stick our toes in the water and we'll get going and we'll develop as we come along. And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll be ready to compete at a top-notch level.
Yeah, I guess, you know, especially for some of those girls that, you know, really love the sport and love the activity, maybe it becomes a little bit more of a focus on that, you know, just being something that you love to do and you want to get out there and do your best at, and that's how you have to look at it, is kind of look within yourself and, I guess, in a sense, compete with yourself here early in the year.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen here early on, and, you know, the people, the teams that are around our area here, we might have to swim them more than once and see them, you know, two or three or four times just to be able to get in the water and have some competition. But overall, I think when it comes time and we get towards the end, I think we'll be ready. It's just it's quite a process when you've got that many new kids and all these different rules. I mean, they limit the number of people that can come in the building. When you go away to meets, we've heard that over in the Des Moines area, they're only going to let the local people be spectators. Our parents can't even go and watch. They don't want them in the building. They'd love to have them, but because of the COVID, they're just not going to take the chance. And we understand all that. The one thing that we do appreciate is the fact that in the swimming pool and with the chlorine and everything, we sure don't have the germ problems that they have other places, and we feel pretty safe there. But it's going to be a very challenging season.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing that's maybe a little bit unique to the sport itself is the fact that the actual competition and, you know, being so, you know, whatever, close together in a pool is much better than a lot of other situations that are out there. So at least you have that, I guess, kind of comfort in your mind once you do get out there and be able to compete. I know you have a few girls that have really had a couple that have had some experience and that are eager to get back out there and compete well. I guess you want to touch on, you know, some of your returners that you do have looking to try to compete well this year?
You bet. We got Lexi Reynolds, who last year was very close as a freshman to qualifying in the 200 and the 500. And just from the way she's been working out and the things that she's been doing, I have a feeling that she's definitely set her goals on being one of those girls that participates at the state meet. And I think she will get to that point. She's really got a head of steam right now. She's working hard, and good things will happen for her. I've got another girl named Briar Rose. I'm not sure where it'll all shake out in the end, what events she'll swim, but I know that in practice she's working as hard, if not harder, than Lexi, and those two work in the same lane, so it's fun to watch them hit it, and they hit it pretty hard. I've got another girl named Ava Bruckner, who's a junior, and Ava's very strong, and she's got a lot of ability, and I hope we can get her to the point where she gets qualified, if not individually in the relays. She's a huge asset for me, and she can do everything, so that really helps when you've got a lot of young girls that can't do a lot of different things. Then I've got a girl named Paige Daly that comes up from Clarinda, and she has a lot of ability. The problem we have with Paige is she only gets here a couple, 3 days during the week. We don't get to spend a lot of time with her, but what time we do get to spend with her is pretty good quality time, and she's a hard worker, and she loves the sport. She fills some holes for us, so we really are happy that we've got her. Well, then after that, I've got six girls that they've got the ability to swim, and that really makes me happy that their strokes, they can all swim good freestyle. It's just a matter of hitting the weights and getting them stronger and getting them the experience that they need so that they understand how all this works. And we aren't going to be able to get a lot of experience this year, but what we do get will be very valuable. And the attitudes of these girls is great, and they seem to enjoy swimming. And I just hope they can stick it out with me and really excel, because as hard as they work and hitting those workouts twice a day plus doing the weights, you're asking a lot of yourself, and to achieve something even just makes it that much better.
Yeah, and we certainly hope that that progress happens for your girls here this year, Coach. And, of course, so we're hoping within this next week then you get into some actual competition here for your squad, and we'll get to talk more about that here as we move on through the season and get to know your team more as well as they get the chance to compete. We appreciate you taking some time to get us introduced to the squad, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you later.
All right, that's Dean Junker, a girls' head swimming coach for the Atlantic Trojans. We'll be back with more on our coaches' show in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insurance needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rick or Ron today. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshment to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. For Powerlift hydraulic doors, give Weyrich Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Weyrich Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415.
And thank you for joining us for our Saturday morning coaches show once again here on KJN. Our thanks to Atlantic head volleyball coach Michelle Blake, Atlantic cross country coach Dan Vargason, and Atlantic girls swimming coach Dean Junker for their time talking about their squads. We wish them all the best of luck here in competition this upcoming week, and we'll catch up with them again next Saturday morning here at 8:30 on our Saturday morning coaches show. Thanks for joining us here this morning. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.